To most of us, death, war, and destruction are what we have seen in the movies or on television. One man has survived this ordeal with his sensitivities intact. He has suffered because of his involvement in a war and the resulting senselessness of guilt. He opened his soul on the radio, and now he opens it to you.
Yeah, I'm a Vietnam veteran. I got out in March, and I'm also a little nervous. You know, I've heard the program tonight, and I heard quite a few people call up and talk about Vietnam, and I don't think the American people really, really understand war and what's going on. I think about, in order to blow up something like the Tobin Bridge, they drop enough bombs to wipe out everything from the Tobin Bridge to Kenmore Square, and there's nothing left.
I've tried to dramatize that as best I can.
We went into villages after they dropped napalm, and human beings were fused together like pieces of metal that had been soldered. Sometimes you couldn't tell if they were people or animals. We have jets that drop rockets, and in the shells they have penny nails, and those nails are one nail per square inch for about the size of a football field. You can't believe what they do to a human being. And I was there a year, and I never had the courage to say that was wrong. I condone that. I watched it go on. Now I'm home. And sometimes my heart, it bothers me inside because I remember all that. And I never had the courage then to say it was wrong. And I hear people call up and talk about killing. And then they wouldn't mind their son going over there and doing that to other human beings. It doesn't matter what the Viet Cong. The Viet Cong are bad. But that doesn't make it right for me to be bad. Or for someone to say that they should send their son or their husband or their brother to go over there and be just as vicious. It's unbelievable. You know, people don't understand what that does to your mind. You go into a village that's had a thousand pound bomb. It's called the Daisy Cutter. A 1,000 pound bomb dropped on it. You don't worry about taking prisoners because there are no prisoners. You don't know if you killed Viet Cong because you can't put the people together. That's what the people in this country have got to understand. That's what Americans are doing. And when you're over there in the middle of it, you think it's right because it's going on every day, 24 hours a day. You rationalize it and you think it's right. And when you come back, you see your own wife or your own family. Then you understand what you did. You understand what would happen if someone dropped napalm where you lived and he bailed out, if you'd be kind to him or if you'd want to send him back. And that's what they want American boys to do, and that's what we've been doing, and it's not right. It's not right under any circumstances, because it's wrong. I'm sorry I got so upset.
Where were you stationed?
Well, I was in Unlock, and in and around that area. And you know, you take an aerial photograph. You know, you think of CBS and NBC and ABC, and they do such fantastic programs. They should let the American people understand. You take an aerial photograph of a place like Quang Tri, and then you take an aerial photograph after the B-52s have been over it. You can't believe what happened. You can't believe it. You go into a village, not even the bugs. You can't find bugs. That's how fantastic and devastating it is. And what bothers me is when you're there, you're trying to believe, but when you're there, you accept it. You rationalize it. You condone it. You say it's right because they're the enemy. And then when you come home, you can't believe that you didn't have the courage to open your mouth against that kind of murder. That kind of devastation over people, over animals. You don't know if they're Viet Cong. You can't tell. There's no bomb that's smart enough to blow up an entire village so that there is nothing left, not even the bugs, that knows what it's killed. Viet Cong, old people, children. Napalm. There's no way people in this country can understand what napalm is. You go into a place and there's not the people that just burnt. It's incredible. It's you know, I talk to people who remember the Coconut Grove fire a long time ago, and they said it was incredible, the bodies, the way they were brought out. Well, that's nothing. That's nothing. When you go to a piece of something and you have no idea whether it's a human being or an animal, that's what's been done to it. And you have to come home and live with that. Because you didn't have the guts to say it was wrong. A lot of guys had the guts. They got sectioned out. They got sectioned out in a 208. And on the discharge was put that they were unfit for military duty. Unfit because they had the courage. Guys like me were fit because we condoned it. We rationalized it. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
You have heard an unknown war veteran cry out of his feelings of guilt for his lack of courage to stand up against the war and devastation when he might have been able to do something about it. What about it? Could you feel the same guilt tomorrow? Could the voice on this record be your friends, brothers, or sons?